The other day, I heard a twig snap in it. I was annoyed at first, for I thought that someone was blackberrying and depreciating the value of the undergrowth. On coming nearer, I saw it was not a man who had trodden on the twig and snapped it, but a bird, and I felt pleased. My bird. The bird was not equally pleased. Ignoring the relation between us, it took fright as soon as it saw the shape of my face, and flew straight over the boundary hedge into a field, the property of Mrs. Hennessy, where it sat down with a loud squawk. It had become Mrs. Hennessy's bird. Something seemed grossly amiss here, something that would not have occurred had the wood been larger. I could not afford to buy Mrs. Hennessy out. I dared not murder her. And limitations of this sort beset me on every side. Ahab did not want that vineyard. He only needed it to round off his property, preparatory to plotting a new curve. And all the land around my wood has become necessary to me in order to round off the wood. A boundary protects, but poor little thing, the boundary ought, in its turn, to be protected. Noises on the edge of it, children throw stones, a little more, and then a little more, until we reach the sea. Happy Canute, happier Alexander. And after all, why should even the world be the limit of possession? A rocket containing Union Jack will, it is hoped, be shortly fired at the moon, Mars, Sirius, beyond which. But these immensities ended by saddening me. I could not suppose that my wood was the destined nucleus of universal dominion. It is so very small and contains no mineral wealth beyond the blackberries. Nor was I comforted when Mrs. Hennessy's bird took alarm for the second time and flew clean away from us all under the belief that it belonged to itself.